Welcome back to the Unashamed Man Podcast. I'm Clint, your host, and I want to do a quick recap on episodes 1 and 2, where we were talking about living unashamed, talking about our personal ministry and our message, and talking about being an ambassador for Christ. This week, we're going to talk about living armored up. Yes, we're going to talk about the armor of God out of Ephesians 6. But in the recap, I want to just go back real quick about our ministry, our message, and being an ambassador. If you want to go back to episode 1, I talk about, or I give a little bit of my personal testimony, and I talk about living unashamed from Romans 1:16. In episode 2, I come out of 2 Corinthians 5, and I was talking about our personal ministry, our message, and being an ambassador or spokesperson for Christ, because that's what we're called to do in sharing the gospel. So let's get on with today's show out of Ephesians 6. And we're going to go through verses 10 through 18, where it says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in His, God's might and His power. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, and rulers of the darkness of this age, against the spiritual host of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, doing all that you can to stand." And in 14, "Stand, therefore, having girded your waist with the truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, having shod your feet in the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, take up the shield of faith, which you will be able to quench the fiery darts of the wicked one," or of Satan the devil, in the attacks we go through. "Take up the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, praying always with prayer and supplication in the Spirit. Be watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication of the saints." I really like what he says at the end of 13 and the start of 14. "When we have done all that we can to stand, stand therefore." Continue to stand. Find that strength in the might of God, like we were given in verse 10. "Be strong in the Lord and the power of His might," because it is God who strengthens us and fights with us through these battles that we're going through. And if you really think about it, all the weapons, or actually all the pieces of the armor except for one, it is the breastplate of righteousness, the belt of truth, the sandals or the shoes of the peace of the gospel, and then our shield, our helmet that protects our thoughts, our brain, our head. If you notice, those are all defensive pieces for protection. In the armor of God, there's only one offensive tool. And we'll get into that here in a minute. But if you think about it, whenever you put on the helmet of salvation, you're protecting your head, which is cleansing your thoughts, getting right with God, keeping right thoughts, not getting into the things of the devil, because it's like they have said over and over, all through recovery and everything, I've always heard, an idle mind is a Satan's workshop or the devil's workshop. So if we are staying in thoughts of God, thoughts of His Word, and prayer, there is no time for an idle mind. And you gird your waist with the belt of truth. That's the true word, God's truth. We shod our feet with the gospel of peace. And like I said, that's what we're talking about in all this. Being unashamed of the gospel. Being peaceful in what we do. Are we going to have conflict? Yes, we will. We will have conflict in sharing the gospel. It's going to come. And it talks about the breastplate of righteousness. That is putting Christ on. The righteousness of God and all that He does. Now back to that one offensive tool is the sword. The Word of God. The Bible. Being armored up. Being prayed up. Being studied up. That's what we're called to do. We stay in His Word. We study His Word. We meditate on His Word. We put His Word in our heart. Because out of the mouth speaks the heart. So if you're staying in the Word, meditated on the Word, and putting God's Word in your heart, what is going to flow out of your mouth when you speak? The Word of God. The truth of God. The might of God. The grace of God. The power of God. That's why it is the only one offensive tool that we have. And that is the sword of the Spirit, the Word of God. In Hebrews 4:12, it talks about the Word of God is living and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of the soul and spirit, and of joints and marrow, and is the discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. So think about that. The helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit side by side. How sharp is it? And in here, it even talks about it is the discerner of our thoughts and the intents of our heart. That is the Word of God. It is living and powerful. Like I was saying, we must meditate on that Word day and night. Fill our lives with that. Be in prayer. Pray the Word. Speak the Word. Fill our heart with the Word. And again, when we've done all that we can to stand there for. In a battle, talking about all the defensive parts, if you notice, they only cover the front and the vital parts. Why? Because God has your back and your side. In a battle, you never turn your back to your enemy or your side to an enemy. And in many years in martial arts through my life, we always stood sideways, but our hands and arms protected our front, all of our vital parts, from kicks, punches, anything like that. And that's what the armor of God is for. It is here to protect our front. God has our back. He's not pushing us forward. He is guiding us forward. and protecting our back and protecting our sides from Satan and the host of enemies that we're fighting in these daily battles. So it's time to live armored up. Every morning when we get out of bed, we have to pray over that armor. Put that armor on. Get into God's Word. Because again, just like it says in Hebrews 4:12, for the Word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the division of the soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of our thoughts and the intents of the heart. The Word of God is living and powerful. We must submerge our lives into that. Meditate on it day and night. As we're putting on the armor, each piece, we should be praying over it each time that we put it on. Fasten it tightly, because every day it's gonna be a battle. It is a battle of thoughts, battles of our hearts, and our actions. How are we gonna live this day, and are we truly gonna stay surrendered to God, living in His Word, meditating in His Word, armored up? And did we first pray over the armor before we put it on? And did we pray and give this day to God for Him to guide us in the battles that we're going to fight and what we go through in this day? I challenge you this next week to think about that. Pray over each piece of the armor as you put it on daily. Get into the Word. Pick up that sword. Carry a pocket knife, a little pocket testament, New Testament if you have to be able to get into the Word. That's what I call a pocket knife. Now the sword is ready for battle. Get into it. Meditate on it. Fill your thoughts, fill your mind, fill your heart with it. It is living and powerful. Get ready to swing that sword in any battle and anything we have to face daily with Satan. Again, I just ask you, as you're going through this week, pray over every piece of the armor as you're putting it on every day. Pray and seek God, and never, never, never live unashamed of the gospel or what Christ has called us to do. I hope you have a blessed week, and I will see you next week. Thank you. Thank you for listening this week to the Unashamed Man podcast. Please like, subscribe, and follow our podcast. You may find us on youtube.com at the Unashamed Man.